I begin teaching comedy with the observation that the funniest contemporary films were loathed upon their release. Critics dismissed Airplane and Caddyshack as sophomoric, not seeming to notice the close and profound connection between the history of comedy and childish scatology, running from Francois Rabelais' The Life of Gargantua and Pantagruel through to Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. The foolish privileging of tragedy over comedy poisons our ability to appreciate truly great films whose purpose is to make us laugh instead of cry. The funniest gag in Peter Atencio's new film Keanu revolves around pot-addled Rel, played by Jordan Peele, placing his beloved kitten Keanu onto miniature sets recreating famous movies. Narrative photographer Jeff Wall gone mad, Rel places Keanu in front of a mangled white door and snaps a photograph. He shows his cousin Clarence, played by Keegan-Michael Key, his set replicating the bathroom in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. Clarence admires Rel's handiwork, commenting on what a financially successful calendar these photographs are going to make. Absurdly, Rel responds that these large format photographs are just for him. Keanu quotes a masterful 1980 art film in such a way that emphasizes its artifice, deflecting attention from the film's more prominent influences, the reviled yet ribald 1980 duo of Airplane and Caddyshack. The central conceit of Keanu is such substitutive artifice. Its very title makes reference to the actor Keanu Reeves, who voices the cat during a drug-addled vision Clarence has when accidentally smoking the designer crack cocaine around which the film's plot revolves. Similar to Rel's photographs, Clarence's drug vision reveals the cat as one of the players in The Matrix, Reeves' most iconic role. We first see tiny Keanu walking in the LA River Basin, a concrete monstrosity that is most recognizable now, not as the ecological disaster it truly is, but as the site of Hollywood action movies such as Terminator 2. The rest of Keanu is a series of engagements with the diverse geography of Los Angeles. The cat flees a drug deal gone wrong, arrives at the depressed Rel's doorstep, only to be immediately stolen by another drug dealer, Cheddar. Clarence tags along with Rel as they infiltrate Cheddar's gang. In an absurdist evening reminiscent of Scorsese's comic Nightmare About Manhattan, After Hours, Clarence and Rel wander through the entirety of Los Angeles. To find Cheddar, they have to travel from their middle-class neighborhood to a sleazy bar located under a freeway downtown. To prove to Cheddar they are tough gangsters, they accompany his trusted lieutenant, High C, to the Hollywood Hills, where they attempt to sell designer drugs to film star Anna Faris. Starting with the very title, preposterously about a kitten and not the film star, the film consistently replaces what seems real with narrative artifice. Except for the iconic second unit exterior establishing shots, virtually the entire film is shot in New Orleans, merely made to look like Los Angeles. While we see with our own eyes High C shoot and murder Anna Faris and her Hollywood sycophants, it turns out she's really an undercover police officer, and Anna Faris is in the employ of the LAPD on various sting operations, alive and well at the film's conclusion. To what end this trickery? In 1903, The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois suggests that African-American people in white supremacist culture exist in a state of double consciousness. Keanu is a masterpiece of comic double consciousness. Both biracial Key and Peele have made a film that is never what it seems to be, hilariously calling attention to the fact that white and black folks live in very different worlds, not just physically, but representationally. The film ends with a final gesture in the direction of double consciousness. During the credits, we are told that Key and Peele not only have played Rel and Clarence, but also the two supernatural gangster hitmen who absurdly hail from Allentown? These zombie ninjas are named Oil and Smoke Dresden? So wait, are they from East Germany or Eastern Pennsylvania? We don't know, and we don't care. What we do know is, in the post-credits teaser for a sequel, Oil and Smoke preposterously come back to life after having been shot dozens of times point-blank in the chest. In Keanu 2, not only will Rel and Clarence return, but also Oil and Smoke, indicating that double consciousness is still the order of the day, well over a century after Du Bois gave a name to this most American of maladies. Thank Chevy Chase, we have great comedians to ridicule such a sorry state of affairs.